This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Our broadcast today is about a persecutor of Christians who had a change of heart. I will tell you who this is in the next few minutes. First, a brief prayer. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website, gospeltoafrica.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future radio programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life, and they're at the website also. That website address is gospeltoafrica.com. And on Facebook, facebook.com/gospeltoafrica. We have internet links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/gospeltoafrica. We at Vision for Christ desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. In the Bible, the New Testament book of Acts records the early activities of the church. The book describes what the early church leaders, the apostles, did in spreading the gospel message, the good news of what Jesus had done to save those people who would believe in Him. The Christian faith began as an offshoot of Judaism, and Jesus was the Messiah, or anointed one, that the Jews were seeking, even though they refused to believe it, and they rejected Jesus, leading to the crucifixion of Jesus. After Jesus was raised from the dead by the miracle of God and people began to believe in Jesus and eventually came to be called Christians or Christ followers, the Jews viewed Christians as a threat to their beliefs and practices. A zealous and eager Jew named Saul of Tarsus got official permission from the Jewish authorities to hunt down and kill Christians in an attempt to stop this new faith and to persuade people against believing in Jesus as Messiah. But this man named Saul had a rendezvous with Jesus himself, and this encounter would change Saul forever and change his name to Paul. The same Paul that penned most of the New Testament books while he was under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. Here are some relevant selected portions from the book of Acts, chapter 7 and chapter 9, that tell about Saul and his transformation to the man Christians now call the Apostle Paul. This enemy of Christians became one of its greatest defenders and evangelists of the Christian faith. Here are these portions from Acts. The Jewish leaders were infuriated by Stephen's accusation, and they shook their fists at him in rage. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed steadily into heaven and saw the glory of God, and he saw Jesus standing in the place of honor at God's right hand. And he told them, "Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing in the place of honor at God's right hand." Then they put their hands over their ears and began shouting. They rushed at him and dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. His accusers took off their coats and laid them at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they stoned him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Stephen fell to his knees, shouting, "Lord, don't charge them with this sin." And with that, Stephen died. Meanwhile, Saul was uttering threats with every breath and was eager to kill the Lord's followers. So he went to the high priest. He requested letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus, asking for their cooperation in the arrest of any followers of the way that he found there. He wanted to bring them, both men and women, back to Jerusalem in chains. As he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. And the voice replied, I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Well, the men traveling with Saul stood speechless, for they heard the sound of someone's voice, but saw no one. Saul picked himself up off the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he was blind. So his companions led him by the hand to Damascus. He remained there blind for 3 days and did not eat or drink. Now there was a believer in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling, Ananias? Yes, Lord, he replied. The Lord said, go over to Straight Street to the house of Judas. When you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying to me right now. I have shown him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again. But Lord, exclaimed Ananias, I've heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to believers in Jerusalem, and he is authorized by the leading priests to arrest everyone who calls upon your name. But the Lord said, go, for Saul is my chosen instrument to take my message to the Gentiles and to kings, as well as to the people of Israel, and I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake. So Ananias went and found Saul. He laid his hands on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Instantly, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he got up and was baptized. Afterward, he ate some food and regained his strength. Saul stayed with the believers in Damascus for a few days, and immediately he began preaching about Jesus in the synagogues, saying, He is indeed the Son of God. All who heard him were amazed and said, Isn't this the same man who caused such devastation among the followers of Jesus in Jerusalem? And they asked, Didn't he come here to arrest them and take them in chains to the leading priests? Well, Saul's preaching became more and more powerful, and the Jews in Damascus could not refute his proofs that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. After a while, some of the Jews plotted together to kill him. They were watching for him day and night at the city gate so they could murder him. But Saul was told about their plot. So during the night, some of the other believers lowered him in a large basket through an opening in the city wall. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to meet with the believers, but they were all afraid of him. They did not believe he had truly become a believer. Then Barnabas brought him to the apostles and told them how Saul had seen the Lord on the way to Damascus and how the Lord had spoken to Saul. He also told them that Saul had preached boldly in the name of Jesus in Damascus. So Saul stayed with the apostles and went all around Jerusalem with them, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. He debated with some Greek-speaking Jews, but they tried to murder him. When the believers heard about this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him away to Tarsus, his hometown. The church then had peace throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and it became stronger as the believers lived in the fear of the Lord. And with the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, it also grew in numbers. All right, what I have just been reading is portions of the Bible book of Acts, chapters 7 and 9 from the New Testament. My point in sharing this portion today is the difference Jesus makes in the life of someone. Saul was filled with hate and rage against Christians, and he thought he was doing the right thing by persecuting Christians. But Jesus appeared to him while Saul was on the road to Damascus, stopping him where he stood. The revelation of Jesus in person to Saul overwhelmed him and caused him to realize that in fighting against Christians, he was fighting against God. He recognized the divinity of Christ. that Jesus was and is God, and that he needed to repent, to turn his life around and walk in the other direction, and accept Jesus as God and to serve Jesus from that point on. This story in Acts may be the most profound example of Christian conversion, from being lost to being saved, from being angry or just apathetic toward God to being an ardent follower of Jesus Christ. The difference, the change, occurs when a person is willing to open their heart and life to the control of Jesus and to allow the Holy Spirit of God to take control of their life and turn it around, just like Saul did when he had a change of heart, and in his case, a name change to become Paul. So what will you do, friend? In 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Apostle Paul himself writes, "Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun." And I think he would know the truth of that from personal experience. His old life was gone, and a whole new life had begun. In the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, Jesus offers this invitation himself to fellowship with him. As Jesus says these words, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends." As you listen to me today over the internet or over the radio, let me remind you that the invitation of Jesus extends to you. Jesus wants to be your Lord and Savior, but he wants to be your friend too. Will you surrender to Jesus? Will you repent and let him into your heart and life? I pray you will. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We so enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future radio programs. We also have internet links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address, gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Revelation 3 and verse 20. Jesus said, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends."